With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The following content does not reflect the opinions of Fox Sports Radio. In fact, it's our lawyer's worst nightmare.
All right, all right!
Yo, yo, yo!
Coming to you from Philly, it's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco Show!
Yo, yo, yo!
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. Now, if you're paying attention at home, wherever you're listening to this, watching it, you may have noticed we didn't say the show was live.
Exactly.
Because, in fact, we are recording this on Wednesday. It's what we call in the business a pre-tape. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yup, absolutely. And just so none of you get confused out there, you may see and hear us talking now, but in fact, this was all recorded. So as you're watching me, Tony, it may seem like I'm live talking to you, but in fact, I'm probably in bed sleeping or, you know, just hanging out or something.
Yup. See, that's what we do. We educate on this show, you know. And we're doing this, we'll tell you, because we're going to the Sixers play-in game tonight.
Yep.
Got front row seats in the balcony. And,
we just want to enjoy
and celebrate this guaranteed Sixers win, you know. So that's probably what we're doing right now as you're watching this.
Yeah.
You know?
And once again, by now, we don't mean now as in now, but now as in before. You understand?
Of course they do, Tony. So well said. Anyway,
joining us
today, you know, some would call him the voice of Philly basketball. After us, of course.
Far after us.
Way down the list. But you know him, did play-by-play for the Sixers for 27 years, but never has once come on this show, Tony.
Yeah,
pathetic.
I mean, look, he was probably intimidated by our basketball knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, yeah. Mark Zumoff will be joining us. And hey, just before we get to our top story, you know, one quick show note. You know, a lot of people, they're angry at us because last week we told them not to bet on Scottie Scheffler last week, you know, to win the Masters. And
please,
there's a reason we did that. We're trying to make you money.
Exactly.
If you bet Scheffler, what were you going to make? $2-3?
You people need to learn how to gamble. If you knew anything about betting, you'd know the sure bet is actually the worst bet you can make.
Such terrific advice there, Tony. And we got more of that great advice coming later in the show.
Thank you.
Just listen for that sounder.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
When you hear that, you know Tony's coming with his bet of the week. But
you're
until
making
then,
money.
It's time to get into our top story.
Top story.
All right, that top story is the Sixers making the playoffs, beating the Heat. Yeah, we're recording this on Wednesday before the game, but come on. That's
we
as sure a
know.
Bet as you can get, isn't it, Tony?
Yup, which also makes it a bad bet, as we just explained.
Yeah, exactly. Not going to make you any money anyway.
No.
We got a bigger problem with this whole play-in tournament. You know, it's so terrible that a team like the Sixers that finishes as a solid 7 seed doesn't get an automatic bid into the playoffs. Ridiculous, Tony.
It's terrible. they're ruining the proud tradition of Eastern Conference basketball. Teams making the playoffs despite having a garbage losing record.
Yep.
Think of those proud Charlotte Hornets teams who made the playoffs despite being 12 games under 500 and barely being a functioning franchise.
Yep.
It was so great that the NBA gave those franchises hope of winning a title, at least, you know, for a couple of days before they got destroyed and humiliated by a top seed. But, yep, you know, not letting them into the playoffs now is a bigger slap in the face.
Couldn't agree more, Tony. And now to another strange and disheartening situation out of the NBA. Bill Simmons, who many people consider to be the greatest basketball writer of our time. And by people, I mean total nerds. He somehow decided to leave Tyrese Maxey off his most improved players list, even though the Sixers star increased his scoring by nearly 50% this season. Instead, Simmons' top three was 1, Kobe White, 2, Denny Avdija, and 3, Isaiah Hartenstein. Tony, your thoughts?
I've never heard of any of those people.
Me neither. I don't even know if those actually are NBA players.
Yeah. Anyway, let's just keep going.
Anyway, moving on. Staying in the NBA, though, shocking news. The retirement of one of the all-time great big men, Blake Griffin. And, you know, many of his detractors, they're saying that his career didn't live up to expectations.
Are you kidding me?
What are they talking about? You know, when you look at Blake Griffin's storied career, that you clearly see that's not the case. Isn't that right, Tony?
Absolutely. Blake Griffin did everything an NBA player could ever hope to do. Just look at this checklist. Pull it up. He was a number one overall pick.
Yep.
He won Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
He won a championship.
Yep.
A slam dunk championship, but that still counts.
Still counts, yep.
Yep. He jumped over a car.
Yep.
And he completed the list by dating a Kardashian. You know, it's Kendall Jenner, but that still counts.
Still counts. In fact, might be the hottest of all the Jenner Kardashians.
Absolutely.
Just a career that players should aspire to.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Well, moving to a big controversy out of baseball. Fans are in a total uproar over home plate umpire Angel Hernandez, who is under intense scrutiny for making calls that are clearly bad when you see them on Twitter 6 hours later. And Tony, you know,
so
people,
unfair.
They're getting pretty crazy here. Some people too crazy. You know, they're saying now this is a reason to take all the umps and replace them with robots. And that's too far, isn't it?
It's lunacy. You want robot umpires? So what you're saying is you want to replace American jobs with AI? Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Yeah. You know, I don't mean to stand on my soap tray here, but if we have robot umpires in baseball, then what's next? Yep. Are we going to replace tennis judges with some radar that tells you whether balls were in or out? Are we going to replace horse race judges with some kind of camera that takes a photo right as the horses cross the finish line? I mean, when does it end? It's a very slippery slope.
Just great points and examples, Tony. And you know what I've always wondered?
What's that?
What if you had a robot behind home plate?
Yeah.
And then you had a pitcher who decides to argue the call. Well, what's to stop the robot from, you know, just killing the pitcher with his laser eye?
Great question. I mean, we've all seen that famous Sylvester Stallone movie. Of course, I'm talking about Judge Dredd.
Yep.
It showed what happened if we let robots enforce laws. Basically, this could end human civilization as we know it.
Just so startling when you put it in perspective like that, Tony. And, well,
scary.
It leads to other baseball news that we have to address. Red Sox pitcher Kenley Jansen, he's complaining because he says the new generation of baseballs are not as good as the older generation of baseballs. He's saying they're of a lower quality and not as well shaped. And, Tony, you've done some investigating here. Tell the people what you found.
Yeah, you know, I've used my own hands to study both balls. And I can tell you the old generation's balls are much more tough and leathery.
Huh.
They also hang a little lower in the air.
Oh.
They're just tough old balls.
Hmm.
But these new balls, they're very soft and delicate and tinier. Not the ones I felt in Philly or even Pittsburgh. Those were much sturdier balls.
Yep.
But the balls I felt in Boston and New York were especially tiny and soft.
Just terrific investigative analysis there, Tony. And, well, now to a new segment on the show. You know, people, they keep coming up to us and saying, we don't know anything about the WNBA or women's basketball.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
You kidding?
You know, we've proven, yeah, time and time again, we know it done. In fact, we're going to dunk on you people because we'll have you know that sponsors out there, they're so impressed with our women's basketball coverage that they wanted to sponsor this segment right here, right now. So as part of our new contract with our newest sponsor, we now bring you 5 minutes of uninterrupted women's basketball coverage sponsored by Summer's Eve, the number one douche in the business. Okay, Tony, 5 minutes on the clock. Let's get into it.
Wow, so much to react to and to discuss. You know, this Caitlin Clark story is so great because people are learning about women's basketball. Like, when she got drafted number one to the Indiana Fever, you know, a lot of people didn't know there was a WNBA team in Indiana or that the WNBA even had a draft. Or that the W and WNBA stood for women and not for wacky. But now they know. And it's so great because Caitlin Clark follows in line of many great WNBA players. Unforgettable names like Lisa Loeb and Reggie Miller's sister. How am I doing on time?
You still got over 4 minutes left counting down there.
Okay, that's perfect because I have so much more to say about women's basketball. You know, there's so much history in Caitlin Clark going to Indiana. Yep. Indiana has such a rich history of women's basketball, but also men's basketball. Yep. Men like Larry Bird and Reggie Miller. Yep. And, you know, the movie Hoosiers, that took place in Indiana. Yep. And, of course, you can't forget about Bobby Knight, who sadly left us last year. How are we doing on time?
No, you know, still got more than 3 minutes left. Keep going.
Terrific. Because, you know, talking about Indiana and number one picks, it also calls to mind other legendary athletes who were picked number one overall. Yep. People like Peyton Manning, who was drafted by the Colts.
Yep.
And Andrew Luck, who was also drafted by the Colts.
Yep.
And, you know, John Elway was also drafted number one by the Colts and then went to the Broncos. So, you know, there's just so much history there with number one picks in Indiana.
Yep.
How am I doing on time now?
Oh, you know, still got well over 3 minutes, Tony. Going great.
Okay, great. And, you know, people are criticizing the WNBA because it was revealed that Caitlin Clark is only going to be making about $70,000 or $80,000 a year. But people need to remember, just because you've heard of a company, that doesn't mean that company makes any money. I mean, look at WeWork. They don't make money. And look at the U.S. government. We owe money. Does that mean government employees should be paid more? I mean, when you think about it.
Sorry, we got to interrupt the segment, but you know what that means? It's time for Fusco Bet. Get your Fusco Bet app open because it's Tony's Bet of the Week. Tony, what you got?
Okay, let's go. It's NBA playoff time, and this is my Lock Bet of the Week. You know, many people think I get these smart bets on my own, but I do sometimes lean on trusted sources. And today's bet comes straight from a very trusted source and good friend, former Toronto Raptor and now banned NBA player, Jonte Porter. Jonte told me to take the under in all the Nuggets games. Now, I don't know why he'd have this information, but I do know that the last 24 bets I made using his expert knowledge have paid off handsomely. So that's why it's my Lock Bet of the Week. Boom. Yeah.
Download the Fusco Bet app now and make yourself some money. Note that winners may face jail time and can be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Fusco Bet is not responsible for any legal action taken against users. Gambling problem? Call 1-900-4-JONTE to get the latest inside knowledge and increase your chances of winning by 500%. Fusco Bet. Okay, well, look at that, Tony. Look who's finally decided to show his face around here, our guest today. So let's get him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Oh, well, he's finally decided to come on this show.
Yeah.
Took him long enough.
Yeah.
You know, scared. All right. Again, you know, many people, they call him the voice of Philly basketball. But, you know, that's only after they talk about us glowingly for 2 or 3 minutes and they get to him. He now is a podcast, Fresh 24 with Mark Zumoff, where it says on the sheet here, he goes one-on-one with those who played, coached, or sat on the hardwood. I hope this is a basketball podcast and not, you know, all right. Anyway, let's just move on there. All right. Yeah. Mark Zumoff, welcome to the show, finally.
Welcome to the show.
Listen, it was either do this or rotate my sock drawer. So I'm here and I'm ready, brothers.
Oh, well, don't worry. We'll sock you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's see how this goes.
You had 27 years to think of an open, and that's what you came up with. You're off with a bang.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, we know maybe, you know, we're going to educate you about the business right now, Mark. All right. You know, this is Wednesday. Okay. The Sixers game is later today. So this is what we call in the business a pre-tape, right? Which means we are not live, right? Okay. Yeah. So Tony, just explain so he knows.
And just so we're clear, Mark, it may seem like we are live on the air right now, but we're not. And while I'm talking to you now, the viewers and listeners aren't hearing you now. I mean, they're hearing you now as like now in the show, but not now in real life. You follow?
You see that?
I think so.
I think he's confused, Tony. Okay, you know, he's not as much of a broadcast professional as we are. Used to doing only live. Okay, but look, we'll lead you here. Okay. So yeah, now that we got that out of the way, Mark. All right.
Go ahead.
Now that the Sixers are in the playoffs, because they've beaten the Heat,
They
crushed them in that play-in game. You're laughing. What are you laughing for?
No, go ahead. I'm with you.
Right. What's your prediction now that they're in the playoffs for the Sixers?
I think they're going to go to the conference finals. It's just a feel that I have. I'm not a soothsayer. I don't have a crystal ball anymore. I got rid of that when I retired. But I just have a feel. It's I think the urgency for Joel Embiid. He's hit 30. I think that he was
okay. Hold on. Wait. You said get to the conference finals, and then what?
Well, you know what? That then is the Boston Celtics, and I'm not ready to say that they have enough to beat the Boston Celtics.
Oh.
But listen, every Sixer fan
so
just
the team
wants them
that
to get
feeds you for years. You turn on them the moment you
bite
you leave.
Their hand, bro.
Explain yourself, bro.
Only that the Celtics are so good, and I fully expected that would be the team that they would meet in the conference finals. And I'm not ready to say they're going to beat them too. But I am ready to say that I think that they're at least the second best team in the NBA's Eastern Conference. That's just what I think. And it's just a feel thing. I don't have any science to back it up.
I'll give you science. Hold on. The Celtics finished the season 14 games ahead of the second place Knicks, right? Don't you think that was a mistake, clearly, by Boston to exhaust themselves winning all those games before the playoffs?
Peak too soon.
You know what? I would imagine they're so good, they did it sometimes with one hand tied behind their back. So I'm sure they were mindful of the playoffs. Listen, this day and age, everybody is mindful about the playoffs. That's why they call it load management. They're managing their load and getting ready for the postseason.
Hopefully we're on a basketball podcast still. I want to say that.
We're talking basketball.
This is the way you said that, maybe. Yeah. All right, moving on. Anyway, but let's talk about Joel Embiid, right? Really masterful, smart performance by him this year, right? You know, he got injured at just the right time.
So smart.
Early February, late January, then came back, and now they're on this win streak. Do you think maybe next year he should get injured in, maybe November or October, so he's even more rested for the playoffs?
Unfortunately, this has been his history, not even playing, close to 70 games, which would be, a career high for him. But this is who he is. And in fact, I even said to somebody the other day with some knowledge,
unlike you,
what can he do to preserve himself and, maybe keep himself from getting injured? And the answer from this guy who pretty much knows what he's talking about is that Joel's going to play like Joel needs to play to compete. That's just who he is. And any injuries that result from it, we're just going to have to accept that's who he is as a player.
This is why I can see now why they kept you employed for so long. That was decent analysis there. You understand.
Yep. You understand.
We can find some common ground. Yeah. You're right. Joel's very good at knowing when to get injured. That just is very
smart. That's basically
smart.
What your source just said.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on there. You're also familiar with Doc Rivers, all right? You had a back and forth with them. The Bucks, they just totally suck now that Doc Rivers is their coach. You would always call him Glenn Rivers, not Doc. Was that your way of trying to tell people that he was not licensed to coach basketball?
Not in the least. It was more my homage to the one and only doctor who will ever be involved in the NBA to do something related to the Philadelphia 76ers, and that would be the great Julius Erving. That's all that was and nothing else.
Dr. J. That's right.
Dr. J went to basketball
track
school. Should Dr. J be coaching the Sixers now?
I think he has this much interest in coaching the Sixers at this point. He's in his 70s now.
Okay, just throwing it out there. You don't have to be so rude about it.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you do never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
Yeah, exactly.
I highly doubt it.
No, well, all right, in your basketball knowledge, okay, which we know is limited. Yeah. Okay, hold on. By the way, talking about limited basketball knowledge, did you see what Bill Simmons just did? He came out with this list of top three most improved players, and Sixers star Tyrese Maxey, not on it.
Yeah.
The names he had on this list were Kobe White, Denny Avdija, and Isaiah Hartenstein. So that leads to this question. Have you heard of any of these people?
Well, first of all, it's Avdija. Second of all, it's Hartenstein. Oh. And third of all, you're giving Bill Simmons way too much credence. Who cares?
While we're on pronunciations, it's Ashahole. Tell me how to pronounce names.
Yeah.
Come on the
exactly.
show. I'll pronounce you off the show. You talk like that. All right, yeah. Go. Keep talking. What were you saying before you so rudely interrupted us?
I don't really care what Bill Simmons says. Sometimes people do things for shock value. Listen, in this day and age, who knows what's going to come out of anybody's mouth or be on or off of anybody's list just so they can create a little buzz and people will notice them because, listen, you guys are a testament. Anybody can have a podcast.
Oh, I know what's going to come out of your mouth next. Load of crap.
Taking a little shot here.
Look at this guy.
Okay. Well,
you know, we got a few things we need to settle with you because, you know, all right, your play-by-play work during the year was, you know, okay. It was passable, I guess, you know. But you did have a few sayings that were a little odd, you know. So can we just review those now and maybe you can explain them to us?
Yeah, what they meant.
Be my guest.
Okay, first. You're fine. You know, I can already tell you're a little touchy about this. You don't like feedback. This is called constructive criticism. You could have used this during your career. All right,
exactly.
Look, you know, when a player made a two-pointer that changed the momentum of the game, what would you call that?
Well, I would say a big deuce or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. A timely deuce. Don't you think using the phrase timely deuce kind of made viewers maybe uncomfortable and also disgusted?
Yeah.
You know what? I would see some of that on Twitter and I would just think, don't people have anything better to do than to think that I actually would mean that? But you know what?
I don't know.
Let them have a good time at my expense. I'm all right.
I don't want to get personal here, but it does beg the question. Have you ever had an untimely deuce? Because, you know, I was stuck in the I-95 traffic one time and it was terrible.
Untimely deuce, Mark.
You know, during the game.
I try to time my deuces. You know what I mean? Like 10:30 in the morning after I've had my coffee, boom. I'm good.
Now we're getting news here. Now we're making headway.
All right.
Too much information.
All right, look, here's another one you used to say. All right. When a shorter player would go under the basket, you'd say he was, quote, amongst the trees. Don't you think that's offensive in this day and age? And frankly, heightist to call a big person a tree?
Listen, a lot of this stuff I just picked up when I would listen to basketball players talking among themselves or coaches talking among themselves or, you know, at a practice and, hey, careful, you're going to be playing among the trees, that kind of thing. So that's where some of that stuff
is. Yeah, can't take accountability. Yeah, see, that's the problem. Again, this is why you didn't improve through the years. You had trouble taking feedback. Okay, here's another one for you. Sometimes when a player would make a big shot, you'd say, yes. Don't you feel bad about stealing that from Marv Albert?
Not at all. Not at all. It's a word.
Oh, yeah, but that's
everybody
his word.
Can use it.
That's his
I'm
word.
Sure you've
he,
used
that's
it
word,
a time
bro.
Or two in your life. I, you know what? I was good with it. As far as I know, Marv does not have a copyright on yes.
No, but you could have been like, bingo. Bingo was his name. You could have been like the bingo.
I could have stole from him.
Yeah.
Right. Like my friends say, no good idea should go unstolen, and I stole yes. And
this is called investigative journalism.
That's what
people.
We do.
You'll see this on the front page of Philly.com. Yep. All right. Here's another one for you. This one I never understood.
Yeah.
When a player shot a three-pointer, sometimes you'd say, thinking three. How the hell did you know what the player was thinking?
Yeah.
Because he was beyond the arc and he, you know, he kind of looks like he's getting ready to, as they say, put it in the shooting pocket and begin the shooting motion.
He might not, because he was dissuaded by a defender.
Yeah. So I'm saying he's thinking three. It's an alliteration.
What?
It's an alliteration.
A what?
Yes, exactly.
You're saying we can't read, bro?
It's an alliteration.
You're an illiterate.
Go ahead and look it up. I'll wait here.
I'll look up your home address, bro. See you later.
Yeah.
You know, I forgot to mention this in this bio you've got, but you run a broadcast school where apparently you teach people. It's called Zoomoff Productions. You apparently teach people how to be in broadcasting. What is the first piece of advice you give people at this so-called broadcasting school you do?
Do not be like the Fusco show.
Oh, no. Oh. See, you can't even pronounce words. It's Fusco.
It's Fusco.
Fusco. And guess what? Oh, look at this
Fusco.
Guy.
Fusco.
And guess what? Yeah, I'll give you some broadcasting lessons. You come on a show, you guess learn how to say the host name, or guess what, Zoom off?
Well,
you get Zoomed off the show.
Guess what? You guys got Zoom off. Go to the DMV and change your name to Zoom off the show.
Rosa can't wait 27 years to come on the show. Totally sucks. Get
Zoom off the show. Close the Zoom.
Satellite.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, that was 27 years in the making and totally not worth it in the slightest.
Yeah, Mark Zumoff, mark him on the not welcome back list.
Great one, Tony.
Thank you.
We're not going to let him ruin, which was otherwise a terrific show. Of course, we want to remind you, download the Fusco Bet app.
Go make your money.
Wait.
Are you kidding me?
If it's someone I'd like to download to the bottom of a river.
Yeah, producer Jay, what do you want?
Corrections.
What?
What? Hurry up.
All right, well, you said Tyrese Maxey's points per game went up 50% from last season to this season.
Yeah, bro.
Historic, bro.
He went from 20 points per game to 26 points. So you divide 6 into 20 to get 30%.
Oh, yeah, well, after the show, I'm going to divide your legs from your torso.
Yeah, and you also have 30% of an adult penis. Oh, you're
good
done.
Good one, Tony. Got
We're
him.
Done. Let's get out of here. Show's over. What? Go.
You said there was a WNBA player named Lisa Loeb?
Yeah, bro.
Learn your basketball, bro.
Yep. Lisa Loeb is a singer. I believe you were thinking of Lisa Leslie.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to lease a car and run you over with it.
Yeah, and I'm going to lobe a grenade into your apartment. Oh,
can't wait
gone.
For that.
Yeah,
got
me
him.
Too. Let's get out of here. That's it. Show's over. What?
You said someday that tennis will be using technology to judge whether calls are in or out.
Yeah, bro, totally.
Yeah, bound to happen someday, bro.
No, it's already happening. It's called Hawkeye. They've been using it since 2006, so you clearly don't watch tennis.
Oh, yeah, well, I just judged you out of days to live.
Yeah, and you know what hasn't been used ever? Your penis.
Oh, great one, Tony, but though, I got an even greater one.
Here
we go. Just booked on next week's show, a real Philadelphia hero.
Who?
Not like that traitor we just had on.
Who?
Super Bowl hero Nick Foles will be joining us.
Confirmed.
And don't forget, visit our merch store, buy up all the merch,
and
review the show on
show.
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
And Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
Yep, we'll see you people next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan, we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.